A long-lost diary kept by a top aide to Adolf Hitler was handed over to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum today. Alfred Rosenberg played a key role in the murder of millions of Jews and others. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that his 425-page diary sheds light on his role in shaping Nazi policies.
Rosenberg's meticulous handwritten script runs straight as a ruler across the sepia-colored pages. The notes are from 1936 through 1944. U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum Director Sarah Bloomfield says it took years and the help of many to procure the diary.
We spent 17 years looking for something that we suspected was in the United States.
Turns out the diary was in the U.S., brought here by Robert Kempner. Kempner was a German lawyer who was a chief prosecutor with the Nuremberg trials. After he died in 1993, the diary was lost, but was eventually seized by federal agents. Bloomfield says Rosenberg was one of those who shaped Nazi ideology.
And we hope this diary will contribute to our understanding of the nature and power of those ideas, and of course, the catastrophic consequences of them.
Rosenberg was head of the Nazi Party's Foreign Affairs Department and established a task force to loot cultural property from all over Europe. He was also involved with the mass murder of Jews in the occupied Eastern territories, including the Baltic states. The museum's Jürgen Matthäus says from the start of Rosenberg's career as a radical right-wing journalist to his hanging after the Nuremberg trials, Rosenberg stuck to his belief
that the Jews were Germany's most deadly enemy.
Matthäus says Rosenberg quotes Adolf Hitler in the diary, but he says because of the formal style of many Nazi diaries, it's difficult to get a grasp of Rosenberg the man.
And what he writes is very much colored by his ideology, and that is where the problem lies in terms of grasping the concepts that he's dealing with, because to us, of course, they often seem esoteric, if not completely insane.
Matteo says in the diary's pages, Rosenberg never once questioned Nazi ideology. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has made all 425 pages of the Rosenberg diary available on its website. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.